All right, 7:35, Steve and Ted. Time for Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, our weekly chat. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good to be with you.
How was your Labor Day weekend?
Oh, it was incredible. It was Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We kind of just laid low with family and celebrated my mom's birthday. And then we did some horseback riding with my daughter. So, and then watched the rain come in. And we got a ton of it, got about an inch and a half of it at my place that's north of May. So overall, it was a great weekend. Hope the same for you guys.
All right. Is a county meeting tomorrow?
We do. First meeting in September. We've got quite a bit on the agenda, but a lot of it is just really some standard business items. We've got a couple zoning considerations that we'll need to make. We're going to hear from our county engineer on some stormwater regulations. And I will tell you, there is one thing that's on the agenda. It's actually on our consent agenda. And for those that don't understand the consent agenda, these are typically regular, ordinary business items like plats and the approval of plats and things of that sort. And these might be grants that are annual grants that we just auto-renew most years and just have to authorize it. There is something on there that is what I talk about frequently is our capacity to work with our other partners in local government and state government to kind of leverage things that we do. And we see this a lot with ComCare. That's our certified community behavioral health clinic. And we're going to have something on our consent agenda that's going to authorize what's called a mental health intervention team at USD 260. This is Derby School District. And we do this in several school districts throughout the area. Mays and Valley Center, obviously Wichita Public Schools and Derby, to where we'll send in a MHIT team of ComCare social workers. We'll go into the schools with a grant from the state, and we'll actually support the schools and their social services and things that we're doing there. We're leveraging what ComCare is and what county taxpayers already pay for with their county government. We're able to utilize that and leverage it with other local taxing jurisdictions. So I'm a big fan of these mental health intervention teams. I think we need them desperately in our schools for early interventions, and then we'll be authorizing that for the Derby School District tomorrow. So I'm really, really excited about that opportunity.
I know this is kind of out of your range, but it's disturbing to all of us who live in this city to find out that people were just shooting the heck out of each other over the weekend. Yeah. It looks like three people dead and several injured in three separate shootings, and then there was another one as well. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you just get, oh, that's too bad. I mean, keep going, I guess, huh?
No, that's really not acceptable. And I think it's easy just to chalk it up as this is what happens in urban environments. But we can't settle for those things. And obviously people resort to violence more often than not. And the question is, well, what do we do? Is it stricter regulations? Is it stricter laws? Is it more community policing? And I think that there's probably a conversation for all of those things that are involved in when people are dying because of violence in our streets. But the greatest strategy that we could ever have with violence is to get upstream and to make sure that we're intervening early with kids. Some of the things that we track with violence, we can look upstream with drug use, with things that happen in childhood, with trauma, with mental health issues, with drug problems, all these different things we can look upstream and say, how do we intervene early, particularly with adolescents, to make sure that we're stemming off a life of crime and violent behaviors before they become adults? That's one strategy. The other strategy really is, and this is something that you can't legislate, is how do you value life and valuing people? And this is something that we see when we look worldwide, but in our country, and obviously we saw examples of this over the weekend, is where people just are not valuing life. And they're so easy to pull a trigger or to pull out a knife to end a life. And it's hard to fathom, really. But it's not acceptable. And this is not who we are. And although the answers are not easy answers, we all have to collaborate in ways to say, we're not going to settle for these things here. And we're going to try to get upstream and solve violent acts before they happen.
This is a cold, practical aspect. You take, there are three people who killed somebody, okay? Yeah. And we don't know the circumstances, but it's a very good possibility that at least one or two of them are going to be under our state care now for the rest of their lives. And that means every day you got to feed them and keep them housed. It's expensive to fight crime.
It is expensive, and the cost of incarcerating someone for particularly for an extended period of time and upwards of their entire lives is incredibly expensive, which is why we've got to talk about what is the cost analysis for a community to get upstream and be more preventative in these things. And again, government can't solve all these problems. I as the chairman of the county commission saying that, that may sound funny to some, but it's just simply not the answer. Many times where we're seeing the brokenness of the family units, we're seeing the brokenness of faith communities, and they're not involving themselves, the nonprofit communities. How are we getting involved with our kids? The foster care situation, particularly in Sedgwick County, really is out of hand. So, you know, these are situations where government can't come in and solve these problems. We need community and community agents and community, the faith community and the families. They've got to step in and they've got to start valuing people. But this is, it's hard. I was watching them come through. All of them happened in my district. My county commission district, and I was texting with some city council people over the weekend, and we were all just kind of amiss of what's going on. But it was hard to fathom what it takes to try to end somebody's life because of an act of violence. It's really hard to stomach.
Now I want you to turn philosopher on me. Okay, we just went through completed Labor Day, which is one of my favorite days of holidays. What did you? Yeah, I know you're a business owner and that what that takes is a lot, but what's your basic philosophy of labor and being a working person?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. As a small business owner, you know, we had 27 stores across three states and I employed a lot of different people. And what I love about small business is its own little family, and healthy businesses have healthy employees, and healthy employees treat customers well. So part of that is not just the morale and the culture you're building in your organization. But I really think of myself kind of pastoring my organization and making sure that my people are healthy, not just financially, but personally, professionally, and emotionally and mentally. Is we really try to take care of our people at my companies. And when they're taken care of, they take care of my customers. And part of that is also rest. And I think that's why I'm so valuable Labor Day, particularly Labor Day weekend, where we can draw back for a bit and just honor the workforce in America. The engine and the heartbeat, really, of the American economy is the labor, is the people that do the work. So I'm grateful for the people that have worked for me over the last 20 years. And I know it was nice yesterday for people to acknowledge the laborers and people in our workforce, from the farmer all the way to the specialized manufacturing base to the doctors and lawyers. Is, you know, our economy turns because of the American worker. It always has, and it always will.
With that many locations, you've got 27 different managers. You've got to have people who are well-trained and dedicated to what you're doing.
That's right. You got to have buy-in, and that's in any organization. You look at Sedgwick County government, we have 3,000 employees, 46 departments. It's a big deal, and cultural health, organizational health, and the health of our workforce is something that's really, really important.
Ryan, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, sir. We will check with you again next week. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we have, let's see, what have we got? I'm trying to find, here are my notes. Executive changes for a local medical school. Kirk Semenoff, Wichita Business Journal update coming up with Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS.